Radio like you want.
Radio like you want. Okay. This is Jeff Clayton from Anti-Scene, and you're listening to Radio like you want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio like you want.
With your host,
Mike Routier.
And
Flag the Ripper.
Thank you. All right, here some loud. Thank you, you and you. Mike Routier here with my main man, Flag the Ripper.
No, man, this week I am Flag Schwarzenegger. Oh, I love this guy. Can you imagine, man, the five-year-old love child while he tells us, vote me governor of California, and they fell for it.
They?
Hey, it wasn't me, dude. Believe me. If he was going
Who's
on my
they,
vote.
Pale face?
I know. I'm telling you what. This world gets weirder and weirder, but hey, they couldn't find his love child, but they did find Obama's birth certificate. Ain't that crazy? Well, we got two guests this week to kick the ass of rock and roll. Mike, tell them who we got.
Jeff Clayton of Anti-Scene, Mr. Rock and Roll, Southern Rock and Roll himself. It doesn't get any more hardcore than that, Blag.
South Carolina's finest. I have seen that man bloody and beat himself into submission. He is the real deal. Jeff Clayton from
Anti-Scene. Wishing he never picked that shtick. You know, it was all good when you're like late teens, early 20s, right, and you're into wrestling. And
he
down the line, you're like, Jesus, why did I pick this guy? Why didn't I just wear a wrestling mask and get naked? I mean, that's easy enough. No big
Jeff
deal.
Jeff Clayton is the real thing. But
Jeff,
I'll tell you
Clayton
what, I say Clayton because I'm thinking about Zeke. Our other guest this week, Donnie from Zeke. I love those guys. Great band, still knocking it out. I'll tell you what, man, the old man punkers represent this week. Anti-Scene and Zeke got
together
a new record
again
out together, and it is kicking ass. So here we go.
Yeah, that's right. They got a 7-inch that they're putting out for their touring together now. All not the left coast, not the right coast, all in between, though. You can catch them starting right now. We're going to kick one off, though, with the Hookers. Zeke's playing a few gigs with them. Gotta love the Hookers. 12 Gauge Reaction on the radio.
Like you want.
Southern Comfort. It's the land of hospitality, unless you don't belong there.
Moving to the Kimmy Hill. I got my liquor, I got my still. Where the coffee's always on. Everybody knows that I'm wrong. I'm moving to the Kimmy Hill. Moving to the Kimmy Hill. Got my liquor, I got my still. Always carry a loaded gun, always keep my right head on. I'm moving to the Kimmy Hill. Moving to the Kimmy Hill. Got myself a pretty little girl, my sister. Home at the largest open hole. Boys, there is a stinking hole. I'm moving to the Kimmy Hill. Vegas beat on the Kimmy Hill. Supplying all the boys at the lumber mill. In Greg's head, he ripped me off. I'm gonna blow his motherfucking head right off. I'm moving to the Kimmy Hill. Moving to the Kimmy Hill. I got my sister on the pill. The Kimmy Hill is so damn cool. I'm swimming in my own sea pool. I'm moving to the Kimmy Hill. Making speed on the Kimmy Hill. Supplying all the boys at the lumber mill. Well, in Greg's head, he pissed me off. I'm gonna blow his motherfucking head right off. I'm
horses always have the right of way.
Well, shit my mouth and call me Cone Pony. if it ain't the little old South.
Radio Black, that's what we were going to call this show originally.
But we were going to call it Hate Radio. Then for a while we were going to call it Mike Ruthier's Knitting Circle, which I liked a lot.
I did too. It's just we polled it and it just didn't get the numbers we
needed.
It
didn't fly in Peoria, so we went for Radio Like You Want.
Hammerlock there, Hate Radio. That's their debut single that was out on Man Ruins Records. Black, you were label mates there
that's
for
right.
a while.
Frank Kozik's finest, yes.
Yeah. And it's also available on True Grit, the first 5 years. It's a compilation they put out in 2007. Before that, a little-known band, Grout, moving to McKinleyville. Now, that's from the Behind the Redwood Curtain 7-inch. Very rare. They're out of Arcata, California.
Yeah, I've never even heard that one. Mike, how do you do it? You come up with the tracks that even I don't know.
Well, that's pretty easy, actually. Yeah.
It is pretty easy, and so are the Hookers. We heard 12-gauge reaction. Shout out to Juan Bad Mother.
Jeff Clayton of Anti-Scene joined us on the phone earlier. He is coming up next. First, we're going to rock I Don't Ask You for Nothing right here on Radio.
Like You Want!
Yeah.
Don't Ask You for Nothing, a classic one there from Anti-Scene. They got a brand new split there with Zeke coming out. We got Jeff Clayton, Mr. Anti-Scene himself, on the phone.
Jeff Clayton in the place to be. Now, Jeff, is it North Carolina, South Carolina? Represent, dude. Tell me where you are, where you want to be.
I'm in the great state of South Carolina.
Fuck North Carolina. I'm so sick of that place.
Those Yankees.
That's right. They're basically Yankees. Tell me about this crazy, kooky new track. What is this new thing that you're doing with Zeke, man, that everybody's tripping and freaking about?
Well, you know, they asked us to get a split for the tour, and they were doing a song with GoPro, who's also touring with us. We had these two tracks that we wanted to do something with, so we decided to merge them together and make one beautiful song out of
it. Wow, so you merged two tracks. This is unique here. What was the idea behind this? You're pushing envelopes, Jeff.
Yeah, it was like a concept 7-inch you got out there.
It's space age. It's very space age type technology. They come two tracks up real close together. It's never been done before.
Wow. And is this the first time in South Carolina history that something like this has been put together, would you say?
It's the first time in world history or something like that.
Now, Jeff, did you have blood running down your face when you recorded this?
For those of our fans who don't know, Jeff is the original performance artist, that's all I can say, in punk rock. He's a guy who has time after time beaten his face and his body to a pulp. Jeff, how do you do it? How are you able to hang on? What tricks of the trade do you know that others don't? How do you emerge unscathed from these kind of activities?
Everyone's gonna have a gimmick. So I picked that one.
You ever wish you picked a different one, Jeff?
It seemed like a good idea at the time. Now, maybe I don't think so.
Now, Jeff, tell me how you feel about, say, you know, the national health scare scheme. I mean, if you're going to be beating your face with brick bats and barbed wire, don't you want to know that, you know, there's going to be like a socialist-style medical system to pick you up?
I've never had no one to pay for my shit. I don't need it in the house.
This is brilliant. See, this is the true Tea Party that we're witnessing here. Jeff Clayton, the original punk rock legend, he has been beating his face to a pulp and asking nothing from the federal government. You gotta love that, Jeff.
And even though I am a black entertainer, I'll still be denied.
We are gonna pump a new track. This is an insane, bizarre, it's emerging.
It is. This is At the Crack of Dawn, brand new one here from Anti-Scene. Check it out. It's on the Zeke Split right here on Radio
Like You Want.
A Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive.
Exclusive.
Thank you.
Have you ever dated a banjo Susie?
Dated?
Yeah.
Huh?
You never dated one?
No, I never dated one.
You never dated a girl named Susie who played the banjo, for instance?
No.
But have you known any?
Yes.
You have known banjo Susies?
Yes.
So why wouldn't you have sex with him, Jeff? Why did you reject the banjo Susies? Why
didn't you? Didn't say that. Thanks. You said thanks.
Oh. Banjo Susie. This is the new track, At the Crack of Dawn, with Banjo Susie. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it, Jeff. How do you come up with these ideas? You've been doing it for years and years. Where's the inspiration for Anti-Scene? I've often wondered. I mean, is it just watching the freight trains roll by?
Well, you know, if you hit your head enough times, hey, the idea will come out of it. And the inspiration for Anti-Scene, I guess, is too much wrestling and a little bit of punk rock again.
Too much wrestling and a little bit of punk rock. Let me ask you a question. What about Andy Kaufman, that great genius of wrestling? Are you a fan?
Yeah, he was a genius.
So you're a fan of Kaufman's, I take it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, have you done any lady wrestling, Jeff? Have you ever gotten in there and just really, you know, taken your aggressions out on a female opponent?
I didn't think it was that at the time, but after the letter, that's what it was called by her.
So she might have thought of it as a wrestling match. To you, it was just, you know, good, clean fun?
Yeah, I found it to be, you know, tender and caring.
All right, fair enough. Tender and caring, South Carolina style. Jeff Clayton is on the line. When the Dwarves play with Anti-Scene, which is the better looking band, Jeff?
And this includes He Who Cannot Be Named, right? So you gotta.
That's right.
Better looking. That's a real tough question because each band do have very attractive lead singers.
That's a good point. Which band would you say has more of that southern flavor?
Probably the Dwarves.
Jeff, you keep beating me at this. You keep being funnier than I am. It's not fair. Well, look, man, we're gonna wrap this up, but before we go, there's one thing that I want to know.
What's that?
When are you hitting the road, Jeff? We want to see you out on tour. Tell me where you're going to be, where you're going. Tell me about your shows with Zeke.
Okay, we're going to hit the road on May 19th. First show will be in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. Are you going to any non-retarded parts of America?
No, we didn't plan on it.
Jeff Clayton, thank you so much. Let's crank another Anti-Scene as we get out of here on radio.
Like you right. Want.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We'll be right back. a 5-pound bear.
Scene right there on
a
radio.
Bit of constipation
like you
from
want,
Mike on
man.
This.
It's a Clayton just sort of brings the constipation.
It's true. He does. He makes me. He binds me up and then spits me out.
It shits you out. It's all part of the anti scene, my friend. If you want to get with it, 10 pound of shit in a 5-pound bag. I guess that was aptly named track right there.
Indeed.
Right? Bad Will Ambassadors from 2004. I heard an interview right there we did with Jeff Clayton. All kinds of good stuff in there. You heard their new one that they're going to put out on the split at the crack of dawn / Banjo Susie in there. And we got the Zeke side coming up in just a few.
Joe Buck making an appearance in there, right? From the legendary Shack Shakers.
Yes.
Hank 3.
Yes, you are quite the connoisseur of Joe Buck.
You know how that goes, man. Now, did he get that name from Midnight Cowboy? I guess he did, right?
I would guess so.
Okay, fair enough. See, this show ties it all together. We're like multimedia here.
That's
Mike.
Right.
That's
connecting
the deal.
All the dots
that's
for the
right.
listeners out there.
Some folks are full on rock and roll, not us, man. We do. We tie this in with the ballet.
You're a little
sometimes.
Bit country, and I'm pretty much the rock and roll. I mean, we make a great team together.
We got to get back to Schwarzenegger. Come on, man. Do you believe this shit?
Keeping it in the closet. That's a pretty hefty skeleton, man. How do you keep that stuff under wraps, Blag?
I'm just wondering how he still has any semen after this many years of taking steroids. I mean, you know, his dick must be shriveled to the size of a walnut at this point.
Well, perhaps we'll be putting out some spam mail telling you that as an aged adult male can be putting out the amount of sperm that he has after he's abused his body with substances.
I just, you know, when your dick gets smaller than your prostate, you've got a problem at that point.
Kind of flip it upside down. It's time to move on. Speaking of moving on, we got Donnie Paycheck of Zeke coming on up. Just a little bit. First, we want to play a little background, though. Joe Buck, major connector here in this anti-scene Zeke 7-inch that they're putting out. So let's do a few of his earlier bands. Shack Shakers, Hank 3, coming right up on radio.
Like you want...
wrong, Hamilton. All you gotta say is, a rubber duck. Do you copy me? Rubber duck.
Rubber duck?
That's a CB handle. He won't answer to anything else.
Hank 3 with the Ruby Get Back to the Hills. Now, that's a little bit of Ass Jack, a little bit of Hank 3 kind of smooshed together in that one. That's the Hank 3 Anti-Scene split from 2006 featuring Joe Buck on bass. Before that, the legendary Shack Shakers with Bullfrog Blues, Cock-a-Doodle Don't, also featuring Joe Buck on bass.
I'll tell you what, when you got Mike Routhier putting together the set list, it all comes together like sweaty ass cheeks, my friend. Mike, you've done it again.
It's just a rubbing against each other like that. Now, of course, Joe Buck, the common thread also through the new Anti-Scene Zeke 7-inch that they're putting out for the tour that they're doing together. Joe Buck, of course, opening for them. So we're just backing up the dump truck of Joe Buck and dumping it on your head right now, basically.
I'll tell you what, but you know what's coming up. One of my all-time favorite tracks by a band called Zeke. And these guys are fire-breathing, they're powerful, and they are kicking booty from the Pacific Northwest. My friends, we're going up the main line on radio.
Like you want.
Running up the main line, the fucking main line. Running up the main line, the fucking main line, running up the
running up the main line right there with Zeke. That's a classic cut, but they got a brand new one out, a split with Anti-Scene. They got a new record coming out, and we got Donnie Paycheck on the phone. He's going to tell us all about Every Little Thing. What's up, Donnie?
How you doing, man?
Mainline, that's an old one. I haven't put that on in a while. I mean, that's sort of definitive Zeke, isn't it? When people think about Zeke, isn't that the track they're thinking about?
I think so. I'm pretty sick of playing it, I'll tell you that.
I'll bet, yeah. That's how you know it's good. You know, you've played it so much and everyone's so sick of it, and I still want to hear it. But this new one is kind of a strange one.
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with Joe Buck, right?
Absolutely, sure, of course. From legendary Shaq Shakers, played bass for Hank 3 for quite some time. Now he's doing his own thing.
Yeah. So he was in town, and him and I are good friends, recording with Jack and Dino. And he goes, "Hey, man, I got this song. Want you guys to come record it with me? What do you think?" You know, we're like, "Yeah, let's get down on one day." And he shows us the song, and we're just hanging out by standing there, you know, a couple hours, get her done. You know, Joe sings on it, and apparently Joe had recorded something with Jeff and Anything before it came out. I was like, "Well, dude, what we need to do is put out a 7-inch for the tour and make it a limited run."
So Joe is the factor that appears all around on both sides.
Yeah.
Anti-Scene and Zeke, it's a natural.
I know. How could this not happen before? What's taken so long?
America's been waiting.
I don't know. We just had the dwarves to that and be fucking World War III or some shit.
I plan to be playing with Zeke this year with the new record out. I know you guys are always pumping out new product. Donnie, dwarves and Zeke forever, my friend.
All right, let's check out this new one for here from Zeke. This is the flip side from the Anti-Scene. This is Give It Up featuring Joe Buck on vocals right here on radio.
Like you want.
Human is a dead human.
right, Zeke there with a Ted Nugent cover. Before that, Give It Up featuring Joe Buck. That's on the new Zeke Anti-Scene 7-inch split. You can only get that on their tour, the Black and Blue Spring Tour coming up. Donnie on the phone with us. Donnie, when you guys record a new album there, is Zeke going to crimp out another one, do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got a bunch of tunes that we're working on. We're hoping to get it out. I don't know. It'll probably be next year at this point, the way this shit's going. But maybe we'll end up recording it this year.
Donnie, now that you guys aren't on dope anymore, do you still make great records?
You know, I think we make better records, to tell you the truth.
Better records off dope?
They said it couldn't be done.
Hey, I'm a Zeke fan for life, Don. You guys are genius, and I know you're pumping it out. We will never forget you here on Radio Like You Want.
You
want
to catch Zeke? If you're anywhere in the Midwest, catch them with Anti-Scene. We'll check out one from their last release. This one's Heading Back to Chinatown. Donnie, thanks so much.
Back to Chinatown like Zeke does every now and again. Till the Living End 2004. That was their last full-length release, but they got another one on the way.
Now, behind the scenes here, Mike just accused me of ruining everything all the time. Now, come on. I want our fans to write in to Radio Like You Want and let Mike know I don't ruin everything every time. I mean, sometimes I don't ruin it.
Blag, I had some thoughts on this. Now, what the hell?
Oh, man.
The ladies are here.
I've been saved by the ladies.
I am woman. Uh-huh. Hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for the softer, caring, wonderful, touching, gentle side of Radio Like You Want. This week, Blag, we got someone. We're going way back here, 1957. This is a trippy one here. Kate Martin and Her Bodyguards. This one's called Swamp Girl. This is a country, sort of a swampy kind of
a
vibe.
It's a little psychedelic, Mike. And once again, you've outdone yourself. Let's just listen to the ladies.
Well, fans will be the judge.
Where the crane flies through the marshes, where the turtles sun their shells, where the water rat goes swimming,
that is where our swamp girl dwells.
Where the sunlight never wanders, where the moonlight never falls, where the water's black as a devil's track,
that is where our swamp girl calls. What did she say there, the girl with the golden hair, to make me follow her down there? How did she look
when she took me by the hand?
Tonight my hair will float in the water, and the gold will no longer shine. It will spread like a fan in the water, while I make a mysterious sign.
We have seen that sign before.
my eyes are like the whippoorwill. My eyes are like the fire.
Her eyes are like the diamond back that stretches in the dawn. Yes, you will see the swamp girl when cold black clouds fill the sky. And if you see her, believe me, you must flee her. Never follow where disillusion lies. Or will you go with the girl with the golden hair down where her work is done? Will you embrace the night and turn your back on the sun?
I'll say it's better there in the water where it's cool and calm and serene. I will call you to come to the water, to a world made of emerald green.
We have heard that call before. I can hear it when I'm weary. I can hear it when I'm ill. I can hear it when the joy of living seems to have lost its thrill. Oh, I can hear it when I'm weary. She tears me like paper dolls are torn. Calling, come to the deep where your sleep is without a dream.
Calling, come to the deep where your sleep is without a dream. Come with me.
I don't believe you. You're making it all up because you're jealous. I hate you. You're mean. And you're ugly. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
I hate you. I want your love on command. It's communism if you don't obey. I want your love on command. It's un-American for you to act this way. I've told you and told you to shut your mouth and try to look pretty for me. But you refuse to live out my fantasies. So I'm giving you an order today. I want your love on command. It's communism if you don't obey. I want your love, every bit of your love on command. It's un-American for you to act this way. You're a fascist if you act this way.
Take another one of these. My, my, my.
every song ends like, ugh.
This week is a week on Radio Like You Want.
All right, Mono Men right there. One Shot from the Wrecker LP 1992. Before that, very cool guy. We don't see him out here on the left coast very much. Unknown Henson, Live on Command. Rock and Roll Straight from Hell there, 2002. And we started things off with our Estrogen OD of the Week. Kate Martin and her bodyguards, Swamp Girl, from her Swamp Girl LP, 1957. That gets us up to date. Blag, what's going on?
Well, now the Mono Men. Wasn't that Jeff Connelly's band from DMZ, one of the first New England punk rock bands from the mid-70s? Am I wrong on that? Am I right on that? Can we get one of our assistants to come in?
Well, they're out of Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Right around the time that you were doing some stuff up there, a lot of things hanging out.
So, in other words, I'm completely wrong. I got it wrong.
I had the wrong statistic.
I blew it.
I don't know.
And this gets back to your point earlier that I keep ruining everything, every single thing. And that's all I wanted to complain about, Mike. I mean, I want our listeners to write in. Am I fucking up every single thing or just something or just 90% of things?
See, now you're turning it all around about you again. And while we're talking about you, we might as well mention that coming up next is Nashville Pussy. Now, I know you got a new record out, and you're heading out on the road with Nashville Pussy, right?
That's right. We're doing a bunch of dates with Nashville Pussy, Dwarves and Nashville Pussy. It's happening all through August and September. We're doing the Midwest. We're doing the Mountain States to celebrate the Dwarves are born again. And I love Nashville Pussy.
You plan anywhere that's not retarded?
Indeed. Chicago. Well, that's about it.
Retarded.
A very special night at the time-honored WWVA Wheeling Jamboree. We have gear jammers from 32 states and several provinces of Canada in our audience to be part of a very special Capitol record album starring one of your favorite entertainers. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the star of the Wheeling Truck Drivers Jamboree, Dick Curlis.
I prowl the interstate, checking up on trucker bait, making sure it's up to date before they drop it on you. Truck stops with swinging chicks, gotta pass inspector's lips, that's how I kiss away my mania. That's where my money goes, checking up on girly shows, truck stops and coffee shops are getting all the gravy. Sweet things in sexy clothes, hot pants and pantyhose. Hot damn, they almost drive me crazy. I go for sexy clothes, one of these and one of those. Okay from head to toes for a waitress occupation. I dig those curvy chicks, built like a ton of bricks. What good's a frame with no foundation? I go from coast to coast, stop when I need her most. Hoss, I don't mean to boast, but this ain't wood that's talking. Some dudes can walk the line, but I just ain't the hitching kind. Look, hoss, these boots ain't made for walking. Yeah, that's where my money goes, checking up on girly shows. Truck stops and coffee shops are getting all the gravy. Sweet things in sexy clothes, hot pants and pantyhose. Hot damn, they almost drive me crazy.
Man, where did you find that one?
Dick Curlis right there. That's a classic, man. Chicken Specter. This one's live at the Whelan Truck Driver Jamboree 1972. It doesn't get any better than that.
Weren't you conceived there?
By Arnold 25 years ago. Before that, we heard Nashville Pussy going down swinging. Get some. Check out Nashville Pussy and the Dwarves together. Blag, that gets us up to date and out of time. Where can we get the info?
RadioLikeYouWant.com. You can get the podcast every single week. Call us up 415-315-9662. Tell us what you want to hear. Complain, scream, shout. You can send us an email with tracks, interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com. Blow it wide open.
Dick Curlis, take us away.
Yeah, my dick's curling on that one.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I sure hope you liked it.
Greedy Worldwide.